Certainly grateful for the Lord and His good graces. I tell you, the Lord certainly has been good to this church. It's about 4 years or maybe a little longer. I've been coming to the meeting. And I tell you, I can honestly say that I sure have got some help. And I mean that, preacher. I really do. I thank the Lord for the men of God that Brother Ray has used in this pulpit. And certainly they have been a help and they've been a blessing to me. And if I don't hurry up and find something to preach on, I'm going to sing. Y'all don't want me to sing. I promise you don't. But anyway, you pray that God will help us this morning. You try to come to a meeting like this. I do, and I try to be an encouragement. I laugh and I cut up a lot. I know sometimes I probably cut up too much, but I enjoy life. I tell you, I've been through a few things physically, and doctor had some bad news for me several years ago, but the Lord's been so gracious to us, and we love Him. And we thank the Lord so much for how God has helped us. And I maybe this morning, if you open your Bible to the book of Galatians chapter number 6. In Galatians chapter number 6, I do a lot of cutting up. I don't cut up much in the pulpit. I used to, but I don't do much cutting up when I get up here. Most of the time, because I'm so nervous, and I'm just as nervous as I can be, but you pray to God to help us. I want to be a help to this meeting, and you pray that the Lord to help us, and we'd honor and magnify Him this morning. Galatians chapter number 6, and look, if you will, in verse number 14. Paul said, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, it's just an honor, Lord, to be behind this pulpit today. We do thank you, Lord, for how God, you have used Brother Ray Stewart in my life. Lord, he would never know on this side of heaven. But God, I'm grateful, Lord, that you let our paths cross. And I'm grateful, Lord, today, God, for him and this good church. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless, oh God, this morning. God, we sure do need you this morning. Lord, Isaiah said, "Oh, that thou would rend the heavens, that thou would come down." And oh God, this morning we do need you. And I pray, dear God, this morning that Christ will be exalted and he'll be magnified. And we'll love you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to preach this morning just for a little while. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes on we ought to glory in the cross. Now, I know most of you have heard, and probably everybody's heard of Ms. Fanny Crosby. Ms. Fanny Crosby wrote a song that we sing often in our church, and the song is "Near the Cross," and it says, "Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river." Now, no doubt this song could have been Paul's theme song. It seems like Paul had much he could boast about. We'll not deal with all Paul's past, but certainly Paul in his past had much he could boast about. No doubt in his day he was the church's greatest preacher, and no doubt the greatest missionary, and no doubt the greatest theologian. He was an author that wrote, my friend, more books in the Bible than anyone else. And furthermore, he was a religious thoroughbred. Paul was a full-blooded Jew, and his pedigree was the tribe of Benjamin. He'd been selected as a Pharisee, and no doubt, my friend, Paul could have boasted about a whole lot of things in life, but Paul said that God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul's pride was limited to the cross, and Paul's preaching was limited to the cross, and Paul's praise was limited to the cross. And it was not just the cross itself that Paul was so amazed in, but it was Christ and of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, and not the cross, but the Christ that was there on the cross. And I'm afraid this morning that in many of our meetings as of this, and we seem like that we have to preach and straighten out this preacher and straighten out that preacher. I'm glad this is not this kind of meeting. I tell you what will help us more than anything else. If once again we get a glimpse of the cross and what Christ has did for us. And Paul said, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today I'm afraid that the church is suffering under the curse of a crossless Christianity this morning. In the pulpits across America, we have been told that man's problem is self-esteem, and what man needs is positive thinking. Other men said our problem is ignorance, and what man needs is education. Someone else said that man's problem is poverty, and what he needs is money. Others said man's need, my friend, a problem is environment, and what he needs is equal opportunity. But I want to tell you this morning, the Bible says that man's problem is sin, and what he needs is a cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And why this morning? Why can we glory in the cross? First of all, we ought to glory in the person who died on the cross this morning. Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to emphasize, it's not the cross which makes Christ so special, but it's Christ that makes the cross so special. I'm telling you, during the years that Christ lived here on this earth, it's been said that over 30,000 young Jews were crucified. But isn't it amazing, out of 30,000 crucifixions, the only one that we can remember is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus was the only one who died for our sins and was raised from the dead. It was Jesus that turned the cross from a symbol of guilt to a symbol of glory, from a beam of execution to a bomb of salvation. I say bless his name this morning. Oh, the glory, saving the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Notice the cross of our Lord. It tells us several things. It tells us that he's our master. Notice the Bible says, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word Lord there certainly means his sovereign authority. Can I just say this morning that the cross was no afterthought without God? I'd like to say this morning that the cross was not plan B. I'm telling you, before there's ever a star that was flung in the spaces, I'm telling you, he knew that there'd be a cross one day. Oh, I'm telling you, listen to me. Jesus knew. He knew the manner of his death. Matter of fact, he said in the book of John, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Jesus knew the manner of his death. Jesus knew the motive of his death. He knew why he had to go to the cross. It wasn't because of him. Have you ever, I know you've thought about it when the Old Testament priest and what would go behind the veil and go into the Holy of Holies. He had to make two sacrifices. He had to make a sacrifice for himself and then for the people of God. But isn't it amazing that Paul said in Hebrew that he made one sacrifice for sins forever? I'm going to tell you, it wasn't his sins, but it was my sins and your sins that he went to the cross for. Oh, he knew the motive. He knew what was behind it. He also knew the moment of his death. He said, no man taketh my life from me. He said, I lay my life down. I want to tell you this morning, my friend, it was him. His cross tells us that he's our master this morning. His cross tells us he's our mediator this morning. Matter of fact, the gospel said, he said, he'll save his people from their sins. I can understand all of this. How in the world can the unholy be over here and the ungodly be over here and the holy and the pure be over here? And somehow or another, God, through the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, he brings the unholy, introduces us to the holy. Oh, I'm telling you, He is our mediator. I say, bless his name. I tell you, we ought to glory in the person who died on the cross this morning. Tells us he's our master. He's our mediator. He's our Messiah. Christ means the anointed one. The only three people were anointed in the Old Testament was the prophet, the priest, and the king. As a prophet, Jesus is the Word of God. As our priest, he's the finished work of God. As our king, Jesus is the wisdom of God. Do you realize this morning that all your confession and all your tears and all your repentance and all your remorse that one can humanly muster would be absolutely useless without the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? Telling you, there's no way out of hell and there's no way into heaven except through the cross. No wonder Paul said, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to glory in the person who died on the cross. Second of all, we ought to glory in the purpose declared by the cross. Seemed like God had some specific purposes in mind when he died on the cross. I told my people the other day, and please don't misunderstand me, I was telling somebody the other day, Brother Ray, you used to just preach, but you got that crowd that's going to pick about everything. You got to back explain everything now. It ought not to be that way. But I want to tell you that I'm a firm believer that Jesus died for the world. That's a blessing, isn't it? I got to thinking about that. I got thinking about Jesus dying for the world. That's a big scope of it. But then it dealt in my heart that he died for me. I'm glad he died for the world, but I'm glad that he died for me. I'll tell you, this morning he had some purposes in mind when he went to the cross. See, through the cross, the love of God is seen. I'm telling you, seem like, my friend, people are wondering, looking at the earthquakes and the floods and all this is happening. And they say, where is the love of God? Why does all this happen?
He really does love us. Can I say to you this morning, to see the love of God, you've got to put down the newspaper. You've got to turn off that television. And you got to pick up the Word of God where it said, herein is love, not that we loved Him, but that He loved us. I'm glad this morning that He loves me. I remember as a little boy in high school, Brother Mike, or in grammar school, I remember we'd get that little old daisy. You know that flower that had all them little type of little leaves, blooms, and we'd have a little old girlfriend. We'd pick that thing and we'd say, she loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. And then we get down to the last part of it to make sure it comes out right. Sometimes we'd pull off two at one time. Where would end up that she loves me. But I'm glad His love, it's not like that love. I've failed the Lord, but He loves me. I've done wrong, but He loves me. I'm not what I ought to be, but He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. It always come out right. He loves us this morning. Oh, at the cross I see the love of God is seen. But hurriedly, not only at the cross, the love of God is seen. I've seen, but at the cross, the law of God is satisfied. Paul said, for the wages of sin is death. Every time we'd sin, tell you, there'd be something inside of us. You got to pay. You got to pay. Pay me now. Pay me now. The law's crying out, pay me now, pay me now. But aren't you glad when Jesus died on the cross? He not only paid for our sins, but He fulfilled the law of God. The law said, pay me now, pay me now. And the songwriter had it right when he said, Jesus paid it all. And all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but Jesus washed it. Through the cross, the love of God is seen, the law of God satisfied. But through the cross, and I'm really about to quit, the life of God is shared. See, Jesus died on the cross that we might live through Him. And Jesus died on the cross that we might live for Him. But Jesus died on the cross that one day we might live with Him. I'm telling you, my friend, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead comes into our lives when we're saved by the grace of God. I tell you, we ought to glory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, glory in the person who died on the cross. Glory in the purpose declared by the cross. And I'm done. For the glory in the power demonstrated by the cross. Before Jesus died on the cross was a symbol of shame, a symbol of weakness, a symbol of defeat. But since our Savior died on the cross and came forth victoriously from the dead, the cross has been a symbol of glory, a symbol of power, a symbol of victory. Through the cross, we can have victory over our flesh. We can have victory over the world. We can have victory, my friend, over the devil. Ever since Calvary, Satan's been a defeated foe. He sails a sinking ship. The only hope this morning for a hurting and horrible world is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder Paul said, God forbid that I glory save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say bless his name this morning. I'm grateful for the cross. Appreciate you letting me preach, Brother Ray. You come on.